在信息分享前，我们先来读经。经文出自于马可福音一章十四到十五节。Before the message, let us read the scriptures. It is from Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. 约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. 在邀请主题讲员上来分享今天晚上的信息前，让我简短的介绍他。Before I invite our theme speaker on stage, please allow me to introduce him. 董家华牧师出生于台湾，在美国福乐大神学院取得道学硕士与神学博士。他有十多年在美国牧会的经验，服侍华人国际学生、年轻专业人士以及第二代美国华瑞。他也曾在台湾牧会服侍，并担任多所神学院兼职教授。他现为世界华福中心总干事，并主持使命门徒广播，访谈全球华人教会领袖。著作有《21世纪的门徒训练》等三本书。他致力于跨世代、跨文化与跨学科的桥接，在多元社会中探索中心服事的实现。Reverend David Dong was born in Taiwan and later pursued theological studies in US, earning both his Master of Divinity and Doctor of Theology from Fuller Theological Seminary.He has over 10 years of pastoral experience in the U.S., ministering to Chinese international students, young professionals, and second-generation Chinese Americans. He has also served in Taiwan and has taught as an adjunct professor at several seminaries. Currently, he serves as the General Secretary of Chinese Coordination Center of World Evangelism, COWI, and hosts,The Mission Discipleship Podcast, where he interviews global Chinese Christian leaders. He is the author of three books, including Discipleship in the 21st Century. Reverend Dong is passionate about building bridges across generations, cultures, and disciplines, exploring how to faithfully serve in today's pluralistic world.现在有请董家华牧师分享。陈明丽弟兄将会做英语传译，朱小韵姐妹会在线上做粤语传译。Let us now welcome Reverend David Dong. Brother Kelvin will be interpreting from Mandarin to English on stage, and Sister Wendy will be interpreting to Cantonese online.
弟兄姐妹晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
在这里代表世界华福中心跟大家问安。
Send my greetings from COWI.
我听闻新加坡的华严堂非常久了。
I've heard of Grace Church for a long time now.
你们对宣教的投入，我想是在华人教会界是有名的。
Your commitment to mission is known throughout the Chinese churches.
即便我从来没有来过华严堂，这是第一次，但是我都听到。
Although this is my first time in the Grace Church, I've heard of you for a long time.
所以我在想，我来华严堂讲宣教年会到底要讲什么
？So when I think of I'm coming here to share about mission, what am I going to talk about?
因为你们已经做了五十多年了。
Or you have been in missions for 50 over years.
但是在跟同工交流的时候
，But as I exchange with fellow workers,
我发现华严堂跟我所在的教会面对到非常类似的困境。
I realized that the challenges that I face in my own church and the challenges faced in Grace Church is very similar.
这是我们为着教会过去的宣教而感恩。
We give thanks for our years of missions.
但是久而久之，会不会宣教已经变成某一种的事工了？
Well, but over the years, have mission turned out to be just another ministry?
啊，甚至只是少数人有负担的事工。
A ministry that for few, few for.
今天我想回到一个最根本的话题来谈宣教。
I want to go back to the basic principles of missions.
就是我们到底在宣什么教？
What are we preaching? What are we evangelizing?
如果我们连宣什么教都搞不清楚的话
if we do not know the message that we're going to share,
我们是不是越宣越不知道在干嘛？
Is it that the more that we evangelize, the more that we reach out, we do not know what we are actually doing?
过去十年，华人教会有一个很好的现象。
In the Chinese church, there's a phenomenon.
就是过去这十年，我们开始看重门徒训练。
Over the last 10 years, the Chinese churches begin to emphasize on discipleship.
特别是疫情过后，华人教会意识到，若没有扎实的门徒训练，事工转眼就过去了。
Especially since the COVID pandemic, the Chinese churches realized that if there is no discipleship, a lot of ministry will go to naught.
这是一个好的看见。
This is a good realization.
然而，我们的门徒训练其实也面对三个很大的挑战。
Yet, discipleship faces three key challenges.
哪三个挑战呢？
What are the three key challenges?
第一个挑战就是我们似乎把门徒训练变得像宗教化了。
First is the religialization of our discipleship.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是我们的门徒训练似乎只跟在教会里面的宗教生活有关。
That means our ministry, our mission is only relevant, our discipleship is only relevant in our church life.
我们只训练人怎么在教会做门徒。
We teach people how to be disciple within the church.
但是在我们的家庭、职场却好像没有太大的关联。
But it's not connected to our family life or our life in the workplace.
第二个困境是我们的门徒训练非常的个人化。
The second challenge is that individualization.
好像门徒训练就是要提升个人。
Like discipleship is about raising our self-interest.
只是关乎我们自己的成长。
It's about our own self-growth.
而跟周遭的人没有太大的关系。
Is this connected with people around us?
而第三个门徒训练今天的困境是世俗化了。
And the third challenge of discipleship is that it becomes secularization.
也就是我们所追求的成功到底是什么呢？
What is the definition of success?
其实很多时候在教会里面我们会发现
Actually in the church we often realize
教会里面对成功基督徒的定义跟这个世界上对成功人士的定义没有差太多。
What a Christian defines as success and what the world defines as success, there's not much of a difference.
好好读书。
You study well.
找到一份好的工作。
You find a good job.
找到一个好的配偶。
You find a good spouse.
结婚。
Get married.
好的薪水。
Good salary.
买车子。
Get a car.
买房子。
Get a house.
生小孩。
Get kids.
小孩好好读书。
And your kids study well.
再来一轮。
And of course, this continues for another generation.
除此之外，教会顶多再加两个。
Beyond this, and as Christian, we have two more.
第一个就是好好聚会。
First is we gather regularly, we meet regularly in church.
第二个就是好好奉献。
The second is that we offer regularly.
然而我们对成功的定义到底是被圣经所定义还是被这个世界所定义呢？
So our definition of success, is it defined by the world or defined by the Bible?
我们门徒训练的用意是好的。
Our discipleship intention, the motivation is good.
可是最终要去到的方向到底是被圣经定义还是被这世界所定义
But the destination is it defined by the Bible or defined by the world?
或许我们根本的缺失是我们把福音给误解了
I think the basic things is that we have misunderstood what the Bible is about
我们把福音缩小了
We have actually contracted the gospel
我很喜欢有一本书是 Charles Taylor 所写的叫做《世俗时代》
I like a particular book written by this author called Charles Taylorthe book is Secular Age.
我认为这是21世纪到目前为止最重要的一本哲学著作。
I believe that this is one of the greatest work of philosophy in the 21st century.
这位作者他在追溯我们今天时代是怎么 走到今天这一步的。
The author actually traces the development of our world till today.
他用了一个词来形容我们的时代叫做 The Age of Authenticity, 真我世代。
He described our current age as the Age of Authenticity.
什么叫做真我世代呢
What's the age of authenticity?
就是强调每个人都应该要抗拒别人对我们的期待
It is that we have to resist how others project their image upon us
最重要的美德就是活出真正的自己
So the greatest merit is that we have to live out our true self
所以在这样的一个时代当中
In such a world
你可以当个彻底邪恶但是里外一致的人
You can be an extremely evil person but you are true to yourself, that's alright
这个社会会说这个人是真正的做自己
This people will comment that this person is true to being himself.
但反而我们更讨厌那些压抑自己的欲望，努力要做一个奉公守法的平凡人。
Yet we will despise those who put on a mask to try to observe the laws and expectation of the world.
在今天这个时代，做自己似乎成了最高的一个道德标准。
The highest moral ideal of this age is about being authentic.
但是最大的问题是，你知道你自己是谁吗？
But the problem is, do you know who you are?
我知道我自己是谁吗？
Do I know who I am?
当我还是个年轻的传道人的时候，
When I was still a young pastor,
那个时候我在牧养一群学生，
I was ministering to a group of students.
我常常告诉他们说，不要让你的爸爸妈妈定义你是谁。
Always tell them, don't let your parents define who you are.
不要让你的父母的期待来压垮你。
Don't let the expectation of parents to burden you.
你要做自己。
You have to be yourself.
因为上帝创造你是独特的。
Because God made you to be unique.
有一次讲完道之后，一个女学生跑来找我。
After a sermon one day, a girl came to look for me.
她说，江华哥，我可以跟你谈一谈吗？ David, 她叫我 David.
David, can I have a word with you?
我说没问题啊。
I said, of course.
我们就找一个公开的场合就坐下来。
So we find a place and we sat down.
他跟我说他听了我上周的讲道。
He says that I heard your sermon last week.
然后就开始掉眼泪了。
And he started to cry.
我沾沾自喜。
I was smiling, secretly smiling.
我想说我讲的有那么感动吗？
Was my sermon so touching?
我自己都没有觉得耶。
I don't quite feel so.
但是他接着跟我说。
And he carried, and she said.
他说，江华哥，我好感动，你说要做自己。
I said, David, I'm very touched that you asked me to be myself.
我也很努力的想要做自己。
I'm trying very hard to be myself.
但是我发现我不知道我自己是谁。
But I realized that I don't know who I am.
我好迷惘。
I am lost.
我想这是我们这个时代最大的焦虑。
This is a great problem of our current age.
我们好像知道我们不是为了别人的期待而活。
We know that we are not living for other people's expectation.
可是我们却不知道真正的自己是什么。
But we do not know who we are.
在一个不断强调做自己的年代，
In an age that emphasizes on authenticity,
会不会也影响了我们对福音的了解？
Would that also impact how we understand the gospel?
美国的社会科学家有一个叫 Christian Smith， 他在研究当代美国的年轻人信仰。
American sociologist by the name of Christian Smith researched into the religious life of America.
他把当代的年轻人的信仰用了一个词来形容，叫做道德治疗自然神论。
He defined the religious understanding of American youth this day as moralistic therapeutic deism.
你不用管这个名词，没关系。
You don't have to worry too much about this term.
但意思是什么呢？
But what does it mean?
就是的确有上帝。
He said that indeed there is a God.
上帝要我们做好人。
And God wants us to be good people.
当我们人生很顺利的时候，上帝不需要出现。
When life is smooth sailing, we don't need God.
当我们很痛苦的时候，上帝要出来。
But when in trouble, we need God. God will appear.
要让我们感觉好一点。
And He will make us feel good again.
他说，基本上这是今天很多年轻人的信仰。
And this is the belief of many young Americans.
而这样的一套信仰其实不只是在美国，也影响到我们全球的年轻人。
And this is not just pertinent to the youth in America, but the youth globally.
甚至我要说，当年他研究的年轻人就是现在的中年人，我这一辈。
Of course, those youth that he researched on is actually those in today's as middle age, like what Reverend Dong is.
所以其实也包含成年人了。
Of course, it includes adults like us.
会不会我们会这样理解信仰？
Do we understand religion as what is the term?
我们这样理解福音。
Do you understand the gospel in the same manner?
是不是真的是太过以自我为中心了呢？
Is it very self-centered?
福音真的是关乎自我吗？
Is the gospel about me?
我过去这四年，每周我都会访谈全世界不同的人。
Over the past 4 years, I've been doing a lot of interviews from people all over the world.
去年我做了一个实验。
Last year I did an experiment.
就是我在访谈每一个人之后，都会问他们，可不可以请你用你的话告诉我福音是什么？
At the end of every interview, I ask them, in your own words, are you able to tell me what the gospel is about?
这些人都是资深的基督徒领袖。
All these are experienced Christian leaders.
但我发现有好多人会突然卡住。
Many of them will feel stuck.
不知道该讲什么。
Do not know how to proceed.
我本来是想说都不告诉他们我要问这一题。
I have not told them that I'm going to ask this question.
我想要看他们最及时的反应。
I want to see their instant response.
后来我发现不能这样子做，让很多人觉得很尴尬。
I realized I can't do this because many of them will feel very awkward.
所以后来我每次访谈前都会告诉他说，我会最后会问这个问题哦。
So in time to come, whenever I have an interview, I'll prepare them that I'm going to ask this question.
我想资深的基督徒尚且对回答什么是福音都那么困难了。
If an experienced Christian find it difficult to answer what is gospel,
会不会福音这两个字对我们是如此的熟悉？
Is it that gospel is so familiar to us?
但其实我们很少搞清楚它到底是在讲什么。
But yet we do not truly know what it means.
福音到底是什么？
What is the gospel?
当保罗在为以弗所教会祷告的时候，
When Paul prayed for the Ephesian church,
他说他在上帝的面前屈膝，父面前屈膝。
He says that he knew before God.
然后第十八节、十九节，他说他为教会祷告，他们能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And yet, continue to say that it is important for us to know how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ.
所以我今天想从这四个角度来谈福音的高度、福音的深度、福音的长度跟福音的宽度。
So today I'm going to touch on the height of the gospel, the depth of the gospel, the breadth of the gospel, and the length of the gospel.
首先，福音到底是什么呢？
Firstly, what is gospel?
今天一开始我们读了一段经文。
At the beginning, we read this gospel Bible passage.
是在马可福音第一章十四到十五节。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 14 to 15.
当耶稣出来传道的时候。
When Jesus started his ministry.
这边说他开始讲上帝的福音。
He started to preach about the gospel of God.
那这个上帝的福音是什么呢？
What is this gospel? This good news of God.
经文告诉我们说是日期满了，上帝的国近了。
Says that the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near.
原来这个好消息是关于上帝的国近了。
So this gospel is about the kingdom of God being near.
在旧约以赛亚书五十二章七节的时候
，In the book of Isaiah,
这边说在山上报佳音，传平安，报好信息，传扬救恩。那人的脚中何等的佳美啊
！In Isaiah 52 verse 7, it says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news."
从小在教会长大的我对这段经文非常的熟悉。
I grew up in the church and I'm very familiar with this passage.
因为每年圣诞节要报佳音前就会念，牧师就会念这段经文。
Because every year as we sang the carols during Christmas, the pastor will read this passage.
所以当我想到佳音的时候，我想到是平安夜这首诗歌。
So whenever I think about the gospel or the carols, I'll think about Holy Night.
但是以赛亚书五十二章七节说这个好消息是什么？是他对锡安说：“你的上帝作王了。”
So this gospel, what is gospel? This gospel is about our God is reign. Is God is our God reigns.
福音是关乎上帝的国。
The gospel is about the kingdom of God.
是关乎上帝作王掌权。
It's about God being reign.
什么叫做作王？上帝作王。
What does it mean that God is reigning?
什么叫做上帝的国近了？
What does it mean that the kingdom of God is near?
就是上帝的王权临到我们的生命。
That is the kingdom of God, the reign of God is in our life.
我每一次坐飞机来新加坡的时候，都要特别提醒自己一件事情。
Whenever I fly into Singapore when I take the plane, I remind myself of this.
就是我在这里不能吃口香糖。
That I cannot chew chewing gum in Singapore.
我不知道你们法律有没有改变。
I don't know whether the law has changed.
但是二十年前我就是这样听说的。
So 20 years ago, I already know that we cannot eat chewing gum in Singapore.
为什么我到了新加坡我就不能吃口香糖呢？
Why is it that when I'm in Singapore, I can no longer chew chewing gum?
因为这里是新加坡的法律治理的地方。
Because this place is governed by the law of Singapore.
是新加坡政府施展权柄的地方。
It's where the government of Singapore exercises its reign.
这就是作王的概念。
This is the concept of kingdom.
这就是上帝国的概念。
This is the reign of God, the kingdom concept.
当我们说上帝的国临到我们身上的时候，
When we say that the kingdom of God is near,
不是上帝来帮助我们解决我们生命的问题。
It is not God helping us to solve our own problem.
而是上帝掌管我们的生命。
It is God reigning over our lives.
我们生命的全部。
The entirety of our life.
这会彻底的翻转我们对福音的理解。
This will completely change our understanding of the gospel.
福音不只是关乎上帝好爱我。
The gospel is not about God loving me.
上帝为了要救我。
God want to save me.
上帝上十字架。
God went up to the cross.
福音不只是如此。
The gospel is not just that.
而是关乎上帝的国要临到整个受造的世界。
It is about the kingdom of God being reigning over the entire world.
这个福音的中心不是我，也不是你。
The center of the gospel is not me, neither is it you.
而是上帝。
It is God.
那你可能接着就要问啊，那这个上帝的国近了，什么时候会来呢？
You may then ask, the kingdom of God is near, but when is it coming?
新约的法利赛人问过一模一样的问题。
The Pharisees in the New Testament asked the same question.
路加福音十七章这边说，法利赛人就问，上帝的国几时来到呢？
Luke chapter 17 says that the Pharisees ask, when the kingdom of God is not, sorry, When is the kingdom of God coming?
耶稣回答说，上帝的国来到不是眼睛看得见的，人也不能说看啊在这里或说在那里，因为上帝的国就在你们心里。
Jesus replied, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is, and there it is. The kingdom of God is in your midst.
首先我讲到福音的高度是关乎福音是关乎上帝的国。
Earlier on, I said the height of the gospel is about the kingdom of God.
这里讲到上帝福音的深度，就是上帝的国在我们的心里面。
Now we talk about the depth of the gospel is that the gospel is in our heart.
不单单是管理掌管我们外在的行为。
It's not only governing our external,
也包括我们内在的动机跟情感。
But also our internal, our emotions and our motivations.
我要说，对华人教会而言，我们的情感往往是没有让上帝给触动的。
In the Chinese churches, often our emotions are not touched by God.
我们的宗教术语很多时候把我们的真正的心情给包装起来。
A lot of time, our terminologies in the church, we actually package our emotion.
弟兄，过得好不好啊？
Brothers, how do you feel?
非常好。
How are you? I'm very good.
非常平安。
I'm very peaceful.
有喜乐。
I'm very happy. I'm
你呢？
How about you?
当别人这样子讲的时候，你还可以说什么？
When people talk about, ask you how can you respond in such a way?
你当然只能说，哦，我也很平安，很喜乐。
Yeah, I'm also at peace and joyful.
所以大家都很平安喜乐。
So everyone is at peace and joyful.
但是那只是表面。
But that's only on the surface.
但我们内心深处呢？
But what about deep inside us?
圣经学者 Tramper Longman 他曾经写过这样一段话。
Bible scholar Tramper Longman once said this.
他说，末世情感就是拒绝面对现实。
He says, ignoring our emotion is turning our backs on reality.
而倾听情感会驱使我们去面对现实，而现实就是我们与上帝相会之处。
Listening to our emotion ushers us into reality, and reality is where we meet God.
多少时候我们跟上帝感觉好像关系若即若离？
How do you often times that God is near yet far?
是因为其实我们根本没有很诚恳的面对上帝，面对自己的情绪。
Because we have not genuinely.Face and encounter God and our emotion.
我每个早上起来都有灵修的习惯。
Every morning when I wake up, I do my quiet time.
但我要说，很多时候灵修完，我喝下第一杯咖啡，我就忘记我读了什么。
Very often when I have my first cup of coffee after my quiet time, I really forgot what I have studied during my quiet time.
但我发现，只要我多做一件事情，就会改变。
But I realize that if I do one more thing, it will change.
就是如果我在读圣经之前，我先跟上帝讲讲我真实的心情。
That before I do my quiet time, I have a conversation with God about how I truly feel.
上帝，我今天好焦虑。
God, I'm very anxious today.
我要跟谁谁开会。
I'm having a meeting with so and so.
他太难搞定了。
He's a difficult person to handle.
哦，我真的很不想见他。
I really don't feel like meeting this person.
而且他讲话很容易刺伤我。
And this person is very prickly.
哦，上帝啊，我好期待今天可以跟谁见面。
Oh, God, I really look forward to meeting such and such a person.
我真的很期待他会跟我讲一些好的事情。
I really look forward for his sharing something good and something fulfilling.
我发现很多时候，当我们先跟上帝敞开我们的情感的时候
，I realize that whenever we open up ourselves to God,
就好像一瓶水
，it's like a bottle of water.
我们要能够来饮用它的话
，if we need to drink the water,
我们需要先打开瓶盖
，we have to open the cap.
如果我们喝完要装水的话
，if we need to refill it.
也要打开瓶盖。
We too have to open the cap.
如果我们今天在读圣经，我们从来没有把自己的生命打开。
If we read the Bible without opening our hearts,
我们怎么领受神的话呢
？How are we to receive His words?
我们需要学习去诚实的面对我们的情感。
We have to be honest and genuine to face our emotion.
在这本《情感健康的门徒》这本书里面
，In this book, about the healthy
emotionally healthy discipleship.
Emotionally healthy discipleship.
作者列出了情感不健康的症状。
The author actually lists down symptoms of emotionally unhealthy spirituality.
你们想知道有哪些吗
？You want to know what are some of those?
我要说，当我按下去，你们看到这些症状的时候，你们不要用它来论断你的配偶。
When I click on it, when you see what are those symptoms, please don't use it to judge your spouse.
不要论断你的牧者。
Don't use it to judge your pastors.
或者不要用它来论断你牧养的人。
Or don't use it to judge those people that you are ministering to.
这些东西是要用来自我检视的。
These are for self-reflection.
我不希望你回去之后跟你的配偶说，今天董牧师说的那个症状你全中。
I don't want to go back and say that, oh, what Reverend Dong said today are all true on you.
我希望更好的回应是，主啊，我中了，救救我。
I will hope that the response is that God, this is all applied to me. Please help me.
这 我从里面选出了五个症状来分享。第一个就是我们利用上帝来逃避上帝。
I choose a few of them to share. The first is that using God to run away from God.
就是我们从事大量的属灵活动。
That means we participate in a lot of spiritual activity.
但其实都跟上帝无关。
But those have nothing to do with God.
只是在满足自己。
It's just for self-satisfaction.
让自己感到自己很有价值。
That is to enhance our self-worth.
啊，赚取别人对我们的称赞。
That others may praise us.
作为一个牧者。
As a pastor.
有的时候我也在问。
Sometimes I'll ask.
我讲道到底是要在讲神的话。
When I preach, do I preach God's word?
还是我渴望弟兄姐妹的称赞？
Or I look forward to the encouragement of the praise of brothers and sisters.
会不会我们做了一堆好像很属灵的事情？
Does it sometimes we feel like we are doing a lot of spiritual work?
其实都是在满足自己。
But it's all to fulfill ourselves.
而第二个，我们漠视我们生命中的愤怒、哀伤跟恐惧。
Secondly, we ignore the anger, sadness, and fear.
因为我们觉得基督徒应该要有平安。
Because we feel that Christians should be at peace.
所以基督徒应该要有喜乐。
Christians should be joyful.
所以我们就很不小心就开始去否定我们真实的一些感受。
And very often we start to ignore some of our genuine emotions.
但是当我们不去面对这些的时候，
But if we fail to acknowledge our emotion,
其实这也削弱了我们爱上帝的能力。
This will also reduce our ability to love God.
爱他人的能力。
The ability to love others.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为所有的这些情绪都是来自于爱。
Because all these emotions come out of love.
你会愤怒，因为你所爱的东西被别人侵犯了。
You are angry because what you love has been abused.
你会哀伤，因为你所爱的东西被夺走了。
You are sad because what you love has been taken away.
你会恐惧，因为你担心所爱的东西有一天从你身上离开。
You are fearful because you're afraid of losing what you love.
只有当我们真正的去面对这些情绪的时候。
When you face these emotions,
会让我们看到我们爱的到底是什么。
You'll then realize what you truly love.
我们才有机会好好的悔改。
Then you'll have an opportunity to repent.
跟调整我们所爱的东西事物。
And adjust our love towards what is worthy.
第三个症状就是否定过去对现在的影响。
And the other thing is denying the impact of the past on the present.
我们很多时候其实我们会有一些反应跟真理无关。
Oftentimes, we have some reaction that has nothing to do with the truth.
而是跟我们过去的经验有关。
But it's about from our past experience.
但是我们会用真理的名词把它包装起来。
But we'll package it through the gospel, words from the gospel.
有一次我在台湾的教会讲道的时候。
Once I was preaching in Taiwan.
行政同工就跑过来说，董牧师，我们买了一个最新的无线麦克风，非常的高级，你要不要试试看？
Once a mean co-worker came that, oh, Pastor, we have just bought a wireless microphone, one of the newest and latest. We want to try it.
我说不要。
I say no.
他说戴起来完全没有感觉，要不要试试看？
So if you put on it, you cannot even feel it.
我说不要。
I say no.
而且我里面有种情绪。
I have some emotion in me.
他说那你要用什么？
Then what do you want to use?
我说我要用手拿的麦克风。
I want a handheld microphone.
他说为什么？
She asked why.
我随便编那个理由说，这让我比较有掌控的感觉。
I say that let's use that I'm in control.
但是那一天当我在讲道的时候
，That day when I was preaching,
我觉得上帝突然让我意识到为什么我那么不喜欢无线麦克风。
God made me realize why do I hate or dislike the wireless phone.
因为有一次我在一个大会分享信息的时候
，Because once when I was sharing in a big event,
他们给我配备了一个无线的耳麦
，They gave me a wireless phone,
非常的高级。
Was very high tech.
我完全感觉不到它的存在。
I cannot feel its existence.
于是，在两堂中间休息去上厕所的时候
，And in between two sessions, when I went to the washroom,
我也没有感觉到它的存在。
I didn't even feel it was with me.
等到第二堂回来要上台前
，Just before I entered on the second session,
我要准备打开那个麦克风的时候
，When I tried to turn on the microphone,
才发现它从来没关过。
I realized that it wasn't off at all.
我第一个反应是我立刻在想
，My first reaction was that.
我刚刚上厕所的声音大不大
？Was my sound at the toilet loud？
然后我就在想，我在厕所遇到的每一个人。
I thought about who I met in toilet。
然后我到底跟他们讲了什么话
？What did I speak to them about？
然后我开始看周遭的人对我有没有异样的眼光。
I look around people, do they look at me with strange eyes？
然后我看这些领袖都是很投入的在望我的敬拜。
I realized all the leaders were praying were all worshiping.
然后我在想，他们一定是听到什么，所以他们不敢看我，所以他们就忘我的敬拜。
So I told myself they must have heard something during that, and that's why they're all engrossed in worship, doing that to look at me.
我很焦虑，很焦虑。
I I was very worried.
所以我的第二堂讲得一塌糊涂。
And my second session was a mess.
从此之后，我再也不带那种高级的麦克风。
Hands on, I refuse to wear those high-tech.
特别是那种让你感觉不到它存在的麦克风。
Especially those that I cannot feel its existence.
你说这到底跟真理有没有关系呢？
Has this anything to do with the truth?
我的这跟真理是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with the truth.
只是跟我的过去有关。
But it has something to do with my past.
而再下一个是我们的症状是用属灵的借口逃避冲突的本质。
And a next symptom is that using spiritual excuses to avoid conflict.
多少时候我们面对许多冲突的时候
？Many times when we face conflict.
我们用大量属灵的术语包装了我们的冲突。
We use a lot of spiritual terminologies to cover up the conflict.
但我从小在教会长大。
Or I grew up in the church.
然后过去四年也走入到世界各地的华人教会服事。
And over the last 4 years, I've been traveling around all Chinese churches around the world.
我必须要很诚实的说，90%教会里面的冲突跟真理没有关系。
I say that 90% of the conflict in church has nothing to do with the truth.
那跟什么有关呢
？What has it got to do with？
啊，跟面子有关。
It has to do with our face.
跟恩怨有关。
It has to do with our bad feelings with people.
跟利益有关。
It has to do with our self-interest.
跟权力有关。
It has to do with power.
只是我们用一些术语包装起来了。
It's just that we use Christian terminologies to package them.
我们是否愿意的诚实脱下这些假冒伪善
？Are we willing to put this aside?
诚实的面对我们生命深处的真正的光景。
To put aside our masks and really address our inner needs.
上帝的国在哪里
？Where is the kingdom of God?
上帝的国就在我们的心里。
The kingdom of God is in our heart.
不只是掌管我们外在生活的改变
It's not just God reigning over our external life
也包括我们内在情感的更新
But it includes reigning over our emotions, our inner being
这是福音的深度
This is the depth of the gospel
而第三个我要谈的是福音的广度
Thirdly, I want to talk about the breadth of the gospel
刚刚讲到说耶稣说上帝的国就在你们的心里
Just now we talk about the kingdom of God in our heart
其实另外一个翻译是上帝的国就在你们中间
Another translation is that the kingdom of God is in your midst
这里不是翻译错误
There's no translation mistake
而是希腊文的这个字本来就是有双关语
It's just that in Greek this word has two meanings
我想对华人来说我们应该很理解双关语的巧妙对不对
We know in Chinese we know that certain words has two meanings we truly appreciate the intricacy
我相信耶稣在说的是上帝的国同时在我们心里也同时在我们中间
So we understand that the kingdom of God is in our heart and also in our midst
所以上帝的管理不单单是完全临到我个人的生命当中
So the reign of God is not only on me as an individual,
也临到我们与他人的互动当中
but it's also reigning my relationship with others.
所以这是关于福音的广度
So this is concerning the breadth of the gospel.
上帝的掌权是否临到我们与我们配偶相处的方式
So the breadth of the gospel has it the reign of the gospel has it the kingdom of God has it been in a marriage relationship?
我们与孩子或我们与我们父母亲相处的方式
in our parent and child relationship.
当我们在讲门徒训练的时候
When we talk about discipleship,
我必须要提醒每一个家长家庭是我们学习做门徒的第一个现场
I often have to remind parents that the place that you exercise your discipleship the first place is your family
而儿女是上帝呼召我们父母去带领培育的第一批门徒
And your children are the first disciples that God has called you to minister to
当然这不是单单我们的责任
Of course, this is not our sole responsibility
但这也是我们的责任
But this is also our responsibility
它不是只是教会的牧者青年的辅导儿童主日学老师的责任
This is not the responsibility of the church pastors and Sunday school teachers
也是基督徒父母亲的责任
But it's also the responsibility of Christian parents
而福音的广度同时也包含我们在工作的职场上面
The breadth of the gospel also includes our relationship in the workplace
过去这几年我们看到在宣教工厂有一个趋势
We realize that in the mission field we see this trend emerging
就是传统的牧者宣教师的身份越来越难进到福音需要的地方
As a pastor, as a missionary you find it increasingly difficult to enter into a foreign place
但是商人跟专业人士工作者却可以借着他们的工作进到那些地方去
But as businessmen, as professional you can enter into some of these countries
于是我们开始去呼吁透过各样的有创意的方式把福音带到那些地方
So we have been trying creative means to enter into such places to bring the gospel along.
那些用意都是好的。
These are good intentions.
但很多时候发现一个最根本的问题。
But at the root, there's an issue.
如果我们带着好意去到那些地方，透过工作去到那些地方，把要去传福音。
While our motivation is good, we bring the gospel as we enter into these places to work.
可是我们工作的方式却与我们的信仰一点都不相称，那怎么办呢？
But our work goes against the Christian beliefs. What do we do?
所以，如果是我们今天要谈宣教，
So today as we talk about missions,
透过工作跟职场来做宣教的话，
through our business and through our profession,
工作跟信仰，工作跟职场不只是一个工具。
Our work and our vocation are not just our means,
也是一个让上帝掌权的地方。
But it's also where God reigns should apply.
创世纪第二章十五节，上帝给亚当在堕落之前的人一个命令是什么呢？
In Genesis, God gave Adam a command.
他说你要 work the land and keep the land.
That is what command God gave to Adam.
你要工作，你要看守这个上帝的土地。
You have to work the land. You have to guard the land.
那其实这个要这个工作这个意思，另外意思就是你要在这个当中去敬拜上帝。
In other words, you have to worship God in this workplace.
工作是我们敬拜的地方。
The place of work is where the place of worship is as well.
我们怎么跟我们老板互动的是一个敬拜的地方。
How we relate to our bosses is how we exercise our worship.
我们怎么对待我们的员工是我们敬拜上帝的地方。
How we relate to people who report to us is where we worship God.
我们怎么面对同侪的竞争，那是我们敬拜上帝的地方。
How we relate with those who compete with us is also where we worship God.
重点或许不是哪一个原则。
The emphasis is not on any principles,
而是在我们的工作当中，我们是不是学习在主的同在里。
This is in our ministry in the workplace. Do we have God's presence with us?
前几天我跟一个企业家在聊天。
A few days ago, I was talking to an entrepreneur.
我们聊到说，今天许多的这个许多的人，好像我们不知道自己要什么。
He says that many people in today's age do not know what they want.
然后我就说，对，我们需要唤起人有要负起自己责任，有自己的这个主导权的意识。
I say that we need to awaken individual knowledge that we are in control.
我们用那个英文字叫做 agency.
Or agency, that's the word.
然后这位企业家就提醒我说 ，David 不只是这样。
The entrepreneur says that David is not just that.
他说重点不是人的 agency.
They say the emphasis is not about human agency.
而是上帝的 agency 在不在我们身上。
But it's whether God's agency is upon us.
上帝的王权是否临到我们的工作呢？
Is the reign of God reigning over our work?
而我们的福音不只是转化我们的家庭跟工作，也要转化我们面对公共生活，甚至整个受造世界的关系。
Our gospel is not just reigning over our family and our workplace, but also our life and our entire relationship with the ecosystem.
罪的权势不单影响到我们个人。
Our sin doesn't affect us at an individual level.
它也同时渗透了整个人类社会的结构。
It has also permeated into the entire human structure, human life structure.
因此我们的确需要看到我们个人需要悔改。
So we know that as an individual, we need to repent.
但我们也要看到，若上帝给我们去有机会影响制度的话，我们也需要在制度上面来回应上帝的心意。
If God put us in a place of influence that we are able to influence policy and direction, we should also exercise that influence within the reign of God.
上帝的王权不只是临到我们个人的私人生命。
The reign of God is not only upon our personal life,
也影响到我们与他人、与公共、与社会的整体的关系。
But it also influences our relationship with others, with society, and with the entire ecosystem.
这是福音的广度。
This is the breadth of the gospel.
而当我们愿意全然的降服于上帝的国的时候，
When we are willing to fully surrender to the kingdom of God,
我相信教会会更能够忠心的执行宣教使命。
I believe the church will then be more effective in its mission.
而且不再是 99% 的人去支持那 1% 的人。
It's not that percent, the 99% supporting that 1% of person out there.
而是那 99% 的人与那 1% 的人一起同心的回应。
Is that the 99% work with the 1% of people in response to the gospel?
只是有的人是去到远方。
It's just that some were sent far away.
但是许多人是留在本地。
But the majority are staying where they are.
但是我们都要被上帝的国改变。
But all of us will be changed by the kingdom of God.
而第四个，我想谈到福音的长度。
And fourthly, I want to talk about the length of the gospel.
我们看到上帝的国的确已经借着耶稣基督临到了。
We know that the kingdom of God through Christ is upon us.
但是上帝的国全然临到的那一天是耶稣基督再来的那一天。
But we know that the kingdom of God will truly come during the second coming of Christ.
我们今生所做的一切不是没有意义的。
What we do this life is not fully meaningless.
但是我们今生所做的一切真正的意义可能比你想的更重要也更好。
It may be more important than what you expect.
我们能够为上帝所做的其实是很有限的。
What we can do for God is quite limited.
但是上帝能够借着我们所做的来做他的工作是超过我们想象的。
But God can leverage on what we do to fulfill his mission.
小时候我的外婆常跟我玩一个游戏。
Maternal grandmother always played with me this particular game.
她会拿一张白纸给我。
You give me a white piece of paper.
然后在白纸上面随便画了一笔。
And she'll draw something haphazardly.
有时候会画一个很丑的东西。
You'll draw something ugly perhaps.
然后说来嘉华拿去创作。
Say David, please continue to your creativity.
那我要发挥我的想象力。
I have to be creative.
去创作一幅画。
And innovate and how, what more can I paint on it?
把我外婆随便画的那一笔融入在我的画里面。
The haphazard stroke of my grandmother I'll add on to create something.
有的时候我画完之后，我就在欣赏我的画作。
After that, sometimes after drawing, I'll be admiring my own artwork.
我说太厉害了，我可以让我这个祖母外婆所画的那一笔完全感觉不出来是随便画的。
I'll say, wow, what a masterpiece. She has anyhow drawn something, and I fulfilled this into a masterpiece.
我在想，若是人类有限的创造力都可以做到这样的程度。
I think that with human limited ingenuity, I can do something so creative.
何况是上帝的创造力呢？
What about the creativity of God?
我们今生所做的一切，
whatever we can fulfill in this life,
其实真的不是那最终的荣耀的样子。
It's not the final glory.
但是上帝能够使用我们献上的。
But God can make use of whatever we have.
而最终让我们看到，哇，我们做的那么烂，他还可以做的那么荣耀。
The final picture is that despite what nonsense I've done, he can fulfill to his own glory.
这个不是要我们故意搞砸。
It's not that we intentionally destroy the work.
而是提醒我们，我们不论再怎么努力的摆上我们最好的。
It's just that no matter how hard we put in,
上帝要成就的远远超过我们的想象。
No matter what effort we put in, what God can fulfill will far exceed our expectation.
所以将你的一生献给主是何等美好的一件事啊。
So to dedicate your entire life to God, what beautiful thing it is.
因为我们这一生自己看，不论我们再怎么努力，最后都是一团乱。
No matter, because by our own effort, no matter what we do, it will come out as a mess.
可是想到有一天，当基督再来的时候，上帝的国度荣耀临到的时候。
But as we look to the day when Jesus Christ come again, when he is in glory.
上帝竟然能够用我们那么烂的一生成就那么荣耀的事情。
God can use our messy life to fulfill such a glorious objective.
竟然让我们在他荣耀的国度里面有参与的机会。
That we have a chance to partake in his glorious mission.
这是何等的好消息。
What a good news that is.
弟兄姐妹，能够侍奉上帝是个好消息啊。
Brother and sister, to be able to serve God is a good news.
能够侍奉上帝实在是今生最美好的一件事情。
To be able to serve God is the best thing that we can achieve in this life.
你做什么能够存到永远呢？
Is there anything that we can do that can last perpetually?
没有的。
There's nothing.
但保罗却说，服侍上帝却不是徒劳的。
But Paul says that our service in God does not go in vain.
上帝能够成就一切超过我们所求所想。
God can accomplish everything beyond our highest expectation.
所以今天的最后，我想要来谈福音怎么样转化改变我们的生命。
So at the end of my sharing this today, I'm going to talk about the gospel transformation.
我们看到福音的高度是关乎是上帝的国度。
We talk about the height of the king of God of the gospel is about the kingdom of God.
福音的深度是关乎，也是触入到我们内心深处，包括我们的情感。
The depth of the gospel is about our insight about us, our heart, our emotion.
福音的广度是关乎我们所有跟所有人的关系，包含我们的夫妻亲子关系，也包含我们与这个社会公共在职场的关系。
The breath of God is about our relationship with others, our relationship within the family, our relationship the workplace, our public life and the ecology.
而福音的长度是关乎我们能够献上今生拥有的一切，其实是何等的一个好消息，要看到上帝如何能够透过我们今生所做的成就超过我们所求所想的。
And the length of the gospel is talking about whatever that we can offer today, whatever we can achieve today has eternal value till everlasting.
而我相信当我们开始能够让福音让上帝的国在我们身上掌权的时候，我们每一个人都会开始在生活的每一刻回应上帝的使命。
When we submit to the reign of God, allow the power of God to reign in us, we believe that the gospel will start to transform us.
我们怎么用我们的时间？
How do we use our time?
我们怎么用我们的金钱？
How do we use our finances?
我们怎么样用上帝托付我们管理的一切？
How do we use whatever God has bestowed upon us?
这些都要被上帝的掌权所翻转。
All this will change when God reigns upon us.
从每一天的每一个时刻开始。
In every day and at every moment in our life.
因此，最后我要跟大家分享五个常常帮助我活在福音当中的问题。
So I'll talk about five questions about how our life can be transformed through the gospel.
每当我生命中遇到一些困难的时候
，Whenever I encounter problem in my life,
我就会问自己这五个问题。
I'll ask these five questions.
让上帝的国掌权在我的生命当中
，such that God can reign in my life。
第一个我会问发生了什么事情
？First question, what happened？
因为很多时候我们遇到的事情，我们根本没有去厘清到底发生了什么。
Because when we encounter issues, we often do not know what is it that's happening。
第二个是我有什么样的情绪
？The other question is how do I feel？
第三个是我活在哪个故事里？
The question is the story that I am living in.
因为你会有什么样的情绪，跟你活在什么样的故事息息相关。
Because how you feel and what story you are living in is closely related.
如果你觉得你是一个受害，你活在一个受害者的故事里面，你就会有个受害者的情绪。
If you feel that you are suffering, you feel that you are the one who is being penalized, you have an emotion of injustice.
我小时候每次考试考不好，我都有一种我对不起我家人的感觉。
Whenever I don't do well in my studies in school, I feel that I have let down my family.
为什么呢？因为我活在一个错误的故事里。
Because I live in a wrong story.
我的爷爷的名字叫做董国华。It's hard to translate.
His grandfather's name is 董国华。
He had 他有三个儿子。
He has three sons.
That I don't know. 他的三个儿子生了一堆的女儿，只有我一个孙子。
The three sons has many daughters and only one son.
所以他给我取名叫董家华。
That's why his name is 董家华。
因为没有国哪有家。
Because okay, the grandfather's name is 国 which is country. His name is 家 which is family. In the Chinese concept, the Country should come before the family. So he's the family. The grandfather is the country.
所以每当我看到我的名字的时候，我就想到我承担整个家族的责任。
So I feel burdened that I carry on the expectation of the entire clan, not just the family.
这是我活的故事。
This is the life that I have.
所以每当我觉得我没有做好的时候，我的第一个感受不是我搞砸了。
Whenever I fail to achieve good result, I don't feel it's not just me who has failed to do that good result.
我的感受是我让爱我的人。羞耻蒙羞了。
I feel that I've let down my entire clan.
可是第四个问题就是，那福音如何挑战我的故事？
The fourth question: How does the gospel challenge my story?
我的故事是真的吗？
Is my story genuine?
是最真实的故事吗？
Is it the most authentic story?
还是我的故事其实它只是别人告诉我的故事？
Is it a story that is given to me by someone else?
但是耶稣基督的福音如何挑战我的故事？
How does the gospel of Jesus Christ challenge my story?
第五个我就问，我该如何回应与上帝同工？
And the fifth question is, how can I respond beyond the reactive responses to respond differently?
学习不再活在我的故事里。
I need to learn not to live in my own story,
而活在上帝的故事里。
But live in the story of God.
我举一个很小的例子。
I give you an example.
在我们家，我跟我太太的分工是，大部分的家事都是她做。
In my family, between me and my wife, most of the housework are done by my wife.
我只负责两件事。
Only in charge of two things.
洗碗跟倒垃圾。
washing the dishes and throwing the rubbish.
有一次我在外面服侍了一整天，很累的回到家。
One day after a long hard day ministering outside, I returned home.
当我一进门的时候
，When I entered the house,
我的老婆跟我说
，My wife told me,
老公，洗碗槽里的碗没有洗。
Hubby, the dishes are unwashed.
我听了之后，我非常的生气。
When I heard that, I was angry.
我说我刚回到家。
I just stepped in.
我心中在想的是，你看不到我累得已经像条狗一样了吗
？Can't you see I'm as tired as a dog?
你怎么还要叫我去做事
？Why are you still asking me to wash the dishes?
你怎么一个人坐在沙发上
？Why are you sitting on the sofa enjoying?
你为什么不帮点忙
？Why don't you chip in and wash the dishes?
然后我觉得全世界都在压榨我。
I feel that the whole world is exploiting me.
回到家里，老婆也要压榨我。
And when I go back home, even my wife is exploiting me.
我真的很想说我不干了。
I want to say that I quit.
好，当我有这一堆情绪的时候，我就开始问自己这五个问题。
When I feel all this emotion, I ask myself these five questions.
发生了什么事情
？What happened?
我忙了一天回到家。
I had a hard day work. I reached home.
老婆提醒我碗槽的碗没有洗。
My wife reminded me that the dishes to be washed.
这个是事情，对不对
？That's what has happened.
我有什么情绪
？What are my emotions?
我觉得很委屈。
I feel miserable.
我觉得很愤怒。
I feel angry.
我觉得大家都在压榨我。
I feel that I'm being exploited.
好，我活在什么样的故事里
？What story am I living in?
我的故事就是都是我在付出。
I feel the story is that I have been always sacrificing.
早上在外面服侍人。
In the daytime, I'm serving other people.
晚上回到家还要服侍太太跟孩子。
When I'm back home, I still have to serve my wife and my children.
我很想跟我太太说，对，碗槽里是有碗。
I wish to tell my wife that yes, there's dishes in the sink.
但里面没有一个碗是我用过的。
But none of the sink have I used.
这是我活在的故事里面。
This is the story that I live in.
我活在一个我是被不断压榨的故事。
I live in a story of me being exploited.
但是当我问福音如何挑战我的故事的时候
，So I ask, how does the gospel challenge my story?
我突然想到，一切都是恩典。
Suddenly dawned on me that everything is grace.
从来就不是我先给的。
I'm never the first one to give.
事实上，我之所以可以还有一个完整的家庭
，The very fact that I have a family，
这都是恩典。
This is grace.
在我们夫妻结婚的头五年，我们的婚姻几乎破裂。
The first five years of my marriage, we almost got divorced.
我之所以现在还有婚姻，这是恩典。
The very fact that I still have this marriage is a grace.
我之所以还有碗可以洗，是恩典。
The very fact that I have dishes to wash is a grace.
因为我们有两个儿子，本来我们是生不出孩子的，有两个儿子，我觉得那都是恩典。
Actually, we were barren, but now I have two sons. This is grace.
然后我突然想到，我常常以为是我在付出，可是很多时候，当我离开家里的时候，跟我太太说再见的时候，我心中有种很轻松的感觉。
Whenever that I need to leave the house, I always feel very lighted because my wife is at home.
我想说，我两个儿子交给你了。
Because I know that the two sons will be taken care of by her.
我去爱神爱人了。
I go and love the world.
但其实我明白在家里的那个压力有多大。
I understand that for her staying at home also have a lot of pressure.
其实从来就不是只有我在付出。
Actually, the fact is I am not the only one sacrificing.
耶稣基督首先付出了他自己的生命。
First of all, Jesus Christ sacrificed his own life.
我的太太也在为我付出。
My wife has been sacrificing for me.
福音挑战了我的故事。
The gospel challenged my story.
那我该如何回应呢？
So how do I respond?
我是一边在脱皮鞋，一边在脱西装外套的时候，问自己这五个问题。
As I take off my suit and take off my shoes as I reach home, I'm asking myself these five questions.
然后脱完之后，我就进到厨房，卷起袖子开始洗碗。
After taking all off, I quietly went to the kitchen and start washing the dishes.
然后我一边洗一边想，这就是我爱我老婆的方式。
And as I wash the dishes, I think this is how I express my love to my wife.
然后我越洗越感恩，越洗越感恩。
As I was washing, I feel happy and full of thanksgiving.
这就是福音的转化。
This is the transformation of the gospel.
如果我们在每一时每一刻都被福音转化
，If at every moment of life we are transformed by the gospel,
上帝可以透过我们的工作把福音带出去。
God can use our work to bring out the gospel.
上帝若差我们到远方，我们也预备好了。
And if God wants to send us far away, we are all ready to go.
上帝若把我们留在近处，我们也预备好要接待我们当中的人，其他的人。
I want us to stay. We are also ready to serve those who come to us.
有一次我讲完这个故事，讲到结束之后，有一个弟兄跑来找我。
Once after sharing my story, a brother came to look for me.
他说：“董牧师，你应该买个洗碗机的。
”You should have bought a dishwasher.
我跟他说：“弟兄，你搞错重点了。
”You have lost the point.
重点不是洗碗机。
The point is not about dishwashing or dishwasher.
重点是福音的转化。
The point is about gospel transformation.
在今年的宣教年会
，In this year's mission convention,
你愿意对主说：“主，愿你的国临到我们身上吗
？”Are you willing to tell God, "May your kingdom reigns over me"?
我的思想
，My thought.
我的情感
，My emotion.
我的选择
，My choices.
我如何待人接物
？How do I treat others? How do I behave?
愿你的国降临
，May your kingdom come.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Father, we want to thank you.
借着耶稣基督，你的国度临到我们。
Through Jesus Christ, your kingdom come upon us.
今天晚上，愿我们每一个人都向你回应。
May every one of us respond to you tonight.
说愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come upon us.
降临在我们身上，如同在天上。
Come upon us as it comes upon heaven.
改变转化我们。
Change us and transform us.
也借着我们转化这世界。
Change and transform the world.
In the
name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.